Information wants to be free is a mantra from the 60s that's wreaking havoc with democracy. Our culture is at stake as digitization and the internet largely eliminate the need for hard media. Consumers have always mistakenly imputed value to the medium rather than to its content, and publishers have done little to disabuse them of that notion. If a hardcover book is $25 and a paperback is $15, it follows that an e-book should be free, since there's nothing to make. Why should I pay for streaming when there's no DVD, CD, or newsprint involved? So as media disappears, digital content is left with little or no perceived value. We love cheap stuff. We love free stuff even more. Who wouldn't? Until one considers the diminishing investment in art and information. Who'll bring us the news? Who'll uncover government malfeasance and self-serving? Who'll hold us accountable for our human weaknesses? Technical innovation has destroyed the need to print already circulating news on paper, truck it around, and hawk it on street corners. Meanwhile, the profit motive has eroded the integrity of broadcast news media and converted it to partisan entertainment to sustain advertising revenue. Advertisers that supported the old print and broadcast news models found more cost-efficient customer targeting on the web. Cash-strapped news organizations faced the dilemma of whether to divest in newsrooms and editors or in the machinery of print production and broadcast. Some merged, while others ceased publication entirely. A few traded profit for mission, depending on voluntary support from readers, foundations, and philanthropists. Still others started in the nonprofit world. ProPublica is one example. Another's the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists, which recently uncovered and released the Panama Papers and is now finding it hard to survive. Here at home, our principal nonprofit news sources are Vermont Public Radio, Vermont Digger, and The Commons. With the notable exception of 7 Days, many, if not most, of our for-profit newsprint organizations are struggling. As news gathering has been diluted, as delivery has migrated to the nonprofit model, we must be clear about our responsibilities. The difference between nonprofit and profit is purely definitional. Both need money to sustain everything they do for today's journalism. Democracy is dependent on the free flow of ideas and a free and vigorous press corps. If we care about the future of our democracy, we all must lend our support by subscription or donation to responsible news media. Information is not free, and freedom isn't either.